Welcome to Divine Mass, a sacred ceremony in reverence of our inner divinity. I am Aunt Peggy Heart Divine, the medicine woman and initiator of the new era of consciousness. And with great joy and deep reverence, I invite you to this unique Divine Mass and podcast held every Sunday.
Welcome, dear ones, to this sacred gathering, this Divine Mass, where we pause at the threshold of the Holy Week. Today, on Palm Sunday, we honor the entrance of hope, and at the same time, we open ourselves to the beginning of surrender. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people welcomed him with palm branches and cries, "Hosanna!" Not fully knowing the mystery that was about to unfold. It was a moment of celebration, yes, but also a moment of quiet courage. A moment that marked the start of a journey that would pass through darkness, loss, transformation, and ultimately, resurrection. Today, we are invited to walk the same path, to greet the divine within us and around us, to welcome hope, even when we do not know what comes next, and to open our hearts to surrender, not as weakness, but as sacred trust. This is the path of the heart. To let go of control, to release what we cannot carry, and to enter the stream of divine love, the current that carries us into new life. So as we begin, let your breath soften, let your heart open, and know that this Mass is not only a remembrance of an ancient story, but an invitation into your own transformation. Let us now walk together into the hope that leads us and the surrender that frees us, into the mystery and into the light. I want to share with you now a sacred encounter, a moment of pure presence where Jesus, Yeshua, showed not through words but through energy, vision and vibration. There were no words at first, only a lifting. My face turned towards the sky, and there Jesus revealed the light stream, a radiant living current of divinity. It flowed with purity, brilliance and love. This stream is always within us. It fills our essence. It is our essence. Jesus Yeshua showed me that this stream is not just available, it is eternal. It is the same stream he chose. He did not preach it, he embodied it. And he invites us now not to simply believe, but to experience, to open ourselves to the divine flow that never ends, to sense, to feel, and to trust, to go inward, because within us he is already there. He whispers, "I am with all who call upon me. My energy is eternal. You don't need to search far, just open your heart and I'm there." This is not mental. This is not effort. This is presence. This is being. This is the Christ consciousness, the light within, the birthplace of our divine essence. He showed me that what we call beyond is not far away. It is the natural evolution of the light within us, the masculine and the feminine in divine dance. the earth and the spirit creating together. It is the spiral of life. It is creation itself. So today, as we remember Jesus' sacred entrance, we remember too that the temple is within us. We are invited to quiet the mind, soften the body, and awaken the senses. To return to our divine design, where His presence is already alive. You do not have to reach for Christ. You only have to feel. And now, beloved ones, as we rest in this inner awareness, you are invited to receive two sacred transmissions. First, the light mantra, a vibrational key to awaken the Christ light within you, spoken not only with words, but with the resonance of soul. And second, the light manifesto of divine design, a living declaration of who you truly are, written as remembrance, spoken as truth, and received as activation. Let this word touch the place in you that already knows. Let them echo through your spirit, and may they awaken the stream of light that is already flowing through your being. You are not becoming the light. You are simply remembering it. Let us now receive the light.
Light mantra for divine mass. I am the light that shines in the darkness. I am one with all that is. Light from source flow through me. I am a channel for love and peace. May the light in me grow, and may the light in all of us shine brightly. Light from the universe, embrace me now. I open myself to the love, wisdom, and the truth that hath always been within. I am the light. I carry the light. I share the light. May the light in me grow. And may the light in all of us shine brightly. Amen. Manifest of light for divine design. We believe in the divine essence, present in all living beings, a source of light, love, and creation to which we are all connected. We acknowledge our common origin in the source, where each soul carries the seed of light and wisdom, projected into physical form to experience and evolve through life. We confess that each of us, regardless of background, culture, or belief, is an expression of the cosmic diversity where our unique existence contributes to the wholeness of the divine design. We believe in agape, the unconditional love that connects us to each other and to the universe. This love guides us to live in harmony with ourselves, our fellow beings, and all life. We confess that through our free will, we can activate and express our highest essence, and that we are created to live in balance between the masculine and feminine, between spirit and matter, between heaven and earth. We believe in the universal law that governs both our inner and outer universe, guiding us to understand our own power and our own role in the greater cosmic unity. We acknowledge that we are all multidimensional beings, bearer of divine light, and that we are here to experience, learn, and contribute to the collective good through our divine design. Namaste.
You have now received the light mantra and the light manifesto of divine design. Words not just to hear, but to feel, to embody, to remember. Let this sacred transmission settle into your heart. Like light returns to its source, like the source recognizing its own reflection. And now, as we rest in this expanded state of remembrance, you are gently invited to go deeper, beyond the words, into the living experience of who you are. We will now enter the guided meditation, remembering the divine pattern within you. This is not a journey outward, but inward, a soft return to the original design of your soul, to the sacred pattern woven into your being from the beginning, to the Christ light that lives within every breath, every cell, every atom. So let this meditation be a space where nothing needs to be fixed or changed, only remembered. So I invite you now to close your eyes, breathe gently, and let yourself be guided home into the radiant pattern of your divine truth.
Remembering the divine pattern within you. Close your eyes or gaze inward. Let your breath soften. There is a moment, a space, a breath, where everything becomes still. Not empty, but full. Full of something you almost forgot, but that has always lived within you. An inner pattern. A sacred rhythm, a radiant structure beneath all that you are. You don't need to understand it with your mind. Just remember it with your heart. Like when you see a flower and know it never learned how to bloom. It simply opened in trust, in light. You are made of the same. A code of light, a pulse of love, a geometric miracle that breathes, feels, and transforms. The divine pattern in you lives in the rhythm of your heart, in the spiral of your DNA, in the way you long, the way you listen, and the way you rise again. It lives in your tears and in your laughter, in moments of wonder and in your willingness to love again. You don't have to search anymore. You only have to remember. Remember who you were before the world told you who to be. Remember the rhythm beneath the words. Remember the pattern of light that dances in your soul. And when you remember, you no longer fall away from yourself. You fall into yourself, into the sacred, into the whole, into you.
When you are ready, return gently. Feel the light still moving through you. You are held. You are home. But our path does not end in remembrance. We are also here, on Mother Earth, in bodies, in time, in form. And so the light must now root itself in life. So this is where the next step of our mass flows. Not just remembering the divine, but learning to live it, breathe it, walk it on earth. Let us now turn to the living wisdom of Mother Earth. Here, the masculine and feminine dance together. The holding and the initiating, the stillness and the flow. To live well on earth, we must listen, not from fear or control, but from surrender. This meditation will guide you into harmony with earth's intelligence, to move with life rather than against it, to feel supported, rooted, alive. Now you will be guided into the divine flow, surrendering to earth's intelligence.
The divine flow, surrendering to earth intelligence. There is a divine spark within us, but it is not something we can control. It is not a force to be grasped or directed with the mind. It is a flow, a living current that moves with intelligence, far greater than logic. A sacred triad of wisdom, love, and will. We are not meant to master it. We are meant to follow it. And when we follow love, we naturally align with will, because true will is not effort, it is inspiration, it is the breath of the soul, the movement that rises from within when we are in harmony with love's frequency. During one of Aunt Peggy's ceremonies, she asked, "Can I connect with the spirit of this land?" And the answer was already within her. I am connected. But this connection is not something mental. It is not a thought or a concept.
It is feeling. It is sensing. It is the body's deep memory of oneness with the earth. And Peggy began to feel her, Mother Earth, not as a place beneath her feet, but as a living consciousness spiraling in motion. Mother Earth moves in sacred patterns. She flows like a spiral, the same spiral we see in galaxies, flowers, and our DNA. She teaches true rhythm. At Jegervannet in North Norway, Aunt Peggy senses that the land is nearly in total balance. There is not much poison here. The energy is relatively clear. But elsewhere on the planet, we can feel chaos. We can feel pain. So many places are out of balance. The Earth is not separate from us. She is a mirror. She is an echo of what we create through our collective consciousness. Every trauma, every war, every act of terror, these vibrations do not just vanish. They imprint the earth. They program her fields. And in return, those imprints ripple back into us. But just as we can program her through unconsciousness, she can also upgrade us if we surrender. She holds the codes. She is the great mother of this evolution. She wants to dance with us, to spiral with us into a new way of being. But to receive her guidance, we must listen. Not with our minds, but with our bodies, our hearts. We must turn into her rhythms. Not as observers, but as children of her body. This is the dance. This is the path. To listen. To feel. To trust the spiral. To remember that our will flows best when it is led by love, and that both are guided by the wisdom of Earth herself. Namaste. Come back slowly with breath and softness. Notice the pulse of earth still within you. You are a part of her rhythm. The dance continues. Today we walked with Jesus. through remembrance and into surrender. We remember the stream of divinity always flowing, and we learn to let the stream become life, here, now, embodied. As we go forth, may we carry both the light and the root, the Christ and the earth, the sky and the soil. May we live in the divine dance in every step, every breath, every choice. As we now return from the depth of this journey, we open ourselves to receive the final blessing of this gathering. We will now step into the Divine Mass healing and blessing prayer, a sacred transmission of love, grace, and divine presence. This is a moment to surrender, to receive, and to allow the light of Source to integrate fully within us. Following this, we will close our Divine Mass with the song North by Trine Strand, a melody that carries the vibration of homecoming, remembrance, and divine connection. Before we part, I warmly invite you to return and join us for our next Sunday Divine Mass on Easter Sunday, April 20th, a sacred space where we will come together in the spirit of renewal for the resurrection within, living the divine design. This will be a celebration not only of Christ rising, but of your own, a return to the light essence you carry, and an invitation to live from the deep wisdom of your divine design. Let this be your next step into remembrance, into embodiment, into radiant becoming. Thank you for your presence, your light, and your open heart. May the blessing of this gathering continue to unfold within you as you walk in surrender to your divine design. From the divine in me to the divine in you.
Blessing from divine design. May your heart be filled with light, clarity, and peace, so that you may be a source of love for yourself and all around you. May the wisdom within guide you forward, granting you the courage to create goodness each and every day. May you stand firm in your truth and your light, finding strength in knowing you are part of something greater, a tapestry of beauty, belonging, and purpose. Let your path be illuminated by the joy of service, and let your love inspire wholeness and peace, for you are both the creator and a part of this heaven on earth. May you embrace the divine in yourself and in all others, living with open hands, an open mind, and an open heart. Let this day and every day that follows be an opportunity to manifest love, wisdom, and joy, so that the world may be transformed through your presence. Amen.
Tankene med nordlyset være lamme der. Her finner jeg festet til tankene med nordlyset. Vær la med deg.
You can find Divine Mass and the Divine Design podcast on multiple platforms where you listen to podcasts. Welcome to a new time, a new consciousness. Welcome to the future of Divine Mass.